It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're delving into a topic that might seem a bit, well, boring. Mindful boredom. Boredom is an experience we all encounter from time to time, and it's often something we try to avoid or escape. But what if I told you that boredom can actually be a powerful gateway to mindfulness, self-discovery, and creativity? Today, we'll explore how embracing boredom with mindfulness can transform it from a negative experience into a meaningful part of your journey. In our fast-paced world, we're constantly bombarded with stimuli, emails, social media, endless entertainment options, and more. With so much to keep us occupied, boredom can feel uncomfortable or even intolerable. When boredom strikes, our instinct is often to reach for our phones, turn on the TV, or find some other way to distract ourselves. But mindfulness invites us to approach boredom differently, not as something to be avoided, but as an opportunity to slow down, tune in, and connect with the present moment. At its core, boredom is simply the absence of external stimulation. It's a space where there's nothing to do, and this can feel unsettling for many of us. But mindfulness teaches us that this space is not empty, it's full of potential. When we allow ourselves to sit with boredom, to observe it without judgment or the urge to fill it with distractions, we open the door to deepen our understanding of ourselves and the world around us. One of the key principles of mindfulness is being present with whatever arises without trying to change or resist it. This includes boredom. By bringing mindful awareness to the experience of boredom, we can begin to observe it with curiosity rather than discomfort. What does boredom feel like in your body? What thoughts or emotions come up when you're bored? How does your mind try to escape the experience? These are all valuable insights that can help you deepen your mindfulness practice and develop a greater tolerance for stillness and quiet. To better understand the potential of mindful boredom, think of it as a blank canvas. At first glance, it might seem dull or uninspiring, but with a little creativity and openness, it can become a space for new ideas, reflections, and discoveries to emerge. Mindfulness helps us embrace this blank canvas, allowing us to see the beauty and possibilities within the stillness. One of the challenges of embracing boredom is that it requires us to let go of our need for constant stimulation and productivity. We live in a culture that values busyness and achievement, and boredom can feel like a waste of time. But mindfulness teaches us that it's okay to slow down, to do nothing, and to simply be. In fact, it's in these moments of stillness that we often find our greatest insights and inspirations. To illustrate the power of mindful boredom, I want to share a story called The Wise Fisherman. There was once a fisherman who lived in a small village by the sea. Every day he would go out in his boat, cast his net, and patiently wait for the fish to come. Sometimes he would catch a lot of fish, and other times he would catch nothing at all. But no matter what, the fisherman remained content. He would sit in his boat, watching the waves, feeling the sun on his face, and enjoying the quiet. One day, a traveler came to the village and asked the fisherman, "How do you stand sitting out there for hours with nothing to do? Don't you get bored?" The fisherman smiled and replied, "Boredom is just another wave on the sea. If you fight it, it will knock you over. But if you let it be, you'll find that it's not so bad after all. In fact, it's in those quiet moments that I find the most peace." This story reminds us that boredom, like all experiences, is temporary and can be met with acceptance and presence. By embracing boredom mindfully, we can find peace, creativity, and even joy in the quiet moments of life. Now that we have explored the concept of mindful boredom, let's talk about some practical techniques you can use to embrace boredom as part of your mindfulness practice. Number one, observe boredom without judgment. When you feel boredom creeping in, resist the urge to immediately reach for a distraction. Instead, take a deep breath and simply observe the feeling. Notice where you feel it in your body, what thoughts arise, and how your mind tries to escape the experience. This practice helps you develop a greater tolerance for stillness and allows you to explore boredom with curiosity rather than discomfort. Number two, use boredom as a mindfulness bell. Just like in the previous episode about clumsiness, you can use boredom as a mindfulness bell, a signal to return to the present moment. When you find yourself feeling bored, take it as an opportunity to pause, breathe, and bring your awareness to whatever is happening right now. Whether you're sitting in a waiting room, standing in line, or lying in bed, use the moment to reconnect with your breath and your surroundings. Number three, explore the creative potential of boredom. Boredom can be a fertile ground for creativity and self-reflection. When you allow yourself to sit with boredom, you might find that new ideas, insights, or inspirations begin to emerge. Instead of filling the space with distractions, see what arises naturally in the stillness. You might be surprised by the creative potential that boredom holds. Four, practice letting go of productivity. One of the reasons boredom feels uncomfortable is that we're conditioned to be constantly productive. Practice letting go of the need to always be doing something. Remind yourself that it's okay to have moments of stillness where you're not actively accomplishing anything. These moments of doing nothing are actually valuable for opportunity. They're actually valuable opportunities for rest, reflection, and rejuvenation. And I like the sign I saw somewhere that says, we're called human beings, not human doings. Look at the example of your dog or your cat. They're able to just sit and be without doing something all the time. Number five, set an intention to embrace boredom. If this is what you'd really like to work on, set a daily intention to embrace boredom mindfully rather than avoiding it or escaping it. You might frame this intention as a question. How many more ways can I continue to embrace and explore boredom with mindfulness even more? This intention will guide your practice and help you approach boredom with an open and curious mindset. Mindfulness teaches us that boredom is not something to be feared or avoided, but something to be embraced as part of the human experience. By approaching boredom with mindfulness, we can transform it into an opportunity for growth, creativity, and deeper connection to the present moment. As you continue to explore mindfulness in your daily life, remember that boredom is just one of the many experiences that mindfulness can transform. By bringing awareness to these seemingly mundane or uncomfortable moments, you unlock the potential for deeper self-understanding, creativity, and peace. One of the beautiful things about mindfulness is that it allows us to find meaning in every aspect of our lives, even in those moments we might otherwise dismiss as unimportant or dull. Boredom, when approached with mindfulness, becomes a doorway to presence, a chance to reconnect with the simplicity and richness of the present moment. As you go about your day, I encourage you to embrace moments of boredom when they arise. Instead of immediately reaching for your phone or trying to distract yourself, take a breath and settle into the stillness. Notice how your mind and body react and allow yourself to be present with whatever comes up. You may find that these moments of boredom hold more depth and potential than you ever realized. Mindfulness is not about always being entertained or stimulated. It's about being fully present with life as it unfolds, whether that life is exciting, peaceful, challenging, or even boring. By practicing mindfulness during moments of boredom, you're cultivating a deeper sense of presence that can enrich every other part of your life. And as always, if you're looking for more support on your mindfulness journey, whether it's dealing with boredom, stress, or anything else, I'm here to help. Feel free to reach out for one-on-one coaching where we can work together to explore these topics more deeply. Look at jeremywest.net for more information. And also, there's a new app. It's Now Again coming out. And that will be on your app store or at jeremywest.net and will include daily meditations to help you practice your mindfulness in your journey, including one about embracing boredom. Thank you for tuning in today and being part of this journey with me. Your presence here means a lot, and I hope that today's episode has given you some new perspectives on how to approach boredom with mindfulness. That's it for today's episode. Remember, boredom is not the enemy. It's an opportunity to pause, breathe, and reconnect with the present moment. And with mindfulness, even the most mundane moments can become meaningful. If you found today's episode valuable, please consider subscribing to the podcast, sharing it with others who might benefit, and rating the podcast. Your support helps us continue to grow and reach more people with these important mindfulness practices. And always remember that the present moment is always here waiting for you to return to it, because it's now again.